Declan removed the dagger from the tool roll, examining the engraving on the hilt. Turning it revealed symbols interwoven with a delicate filigree. He swung the arm of the lamp around to provide better lighting on the dagger. In the process, he bumped the box with his elbow, sending it tumbling off the edge of the desk. Declan picked up the box. A fragment of splintered wood hung loose from the bottom edge. He took a closer look and realized it wasn't damaged after all. A hidden compartment had popped open. He pulled it loose and found a flat piece of glass attached to a thin handle. He'd discovered a magnifying glass. Holding it over the dagger, the magnifying glass revealed brilliant colors across the handle. The lettering on the hilt seemed transformed under the glass. He compared the writing on the handle of the dagger to the writing on the lid of the box. A grin spread across Declan's face. It was a code after all. The hidden magnifying glass revealed the key. He yanked open the center drawer of the desk and fumbled for a pen. He pulled out the side drawers, searching them until he found some blank paper. He wrote furiously, first writing out the code from the dagger, then translating the text from the notebook. The storm raged on outside. Immersed in his work, Declan didn't notice the scent of rain increasing in the room. He went over the lines and symbols, making corrections to his translations, filling in gaps, retracing lines. His forearm cramped. The pen led his hand across the page. He reviewed the sheets of paper he had covered in a scribble. The meaning of the message on the box became clear. A chill worked its way through his body. With the excitement and horror, he didn't notice the current of electricity running through the air. Setting aside the pen and magnifying glass, he rubbed his eyes. He studied his handwritten notes, then looked to the dagger. The dagger was the key, and not just to deciphering the box. Declan recalled his last conversation with Dr. Kazmarek. The professor spoke of a veil between dimensions and how it was possible to cross over from one dimension to another. Dr. Kazmarek described the veil as more than just a lining or a barrier. He intimated the lining might be a living thing. Declan looked at his translation and the box and realized, if he believed what he was reading, Dr. Kazmarek had been right. He turned his attention to Dr. Kazmarek's notebook. It wasn't an exact translation of the different sections of the box. The journal held Dr. Kazmarek's thoughts and research into the meaning of the text. Declan spent hours poring over the notebook, translating as he went along. He found the professor's research described how to perform a ritual that would create a portal between dimensions, as well as the professor's supposition as to what he would find when he crossed over into another dimension. It seemed Dr. Kazmarek had been planning to make a transition from this dimension into another, and the more he read, the more it became apparent that the professor planned to make a one-way trip.